Over time, David Ramba, a lobbyist for the Florida State Association of Supervisors of Election, says what may have once been a relatively easy job for election supervisors has changed significantly.
Yeah, we used to have just an election day. We got to absentee ballots, and that increased the workload a bit for supervisors of elections. And then we, you know, more recently moved to absentee ballots where you didn't have to be absent. You could just request it. So, I mean, we call them absentee ballots, but they aren't absent. They're just, it's more convenient for me to vote by mail. So you'll see on a lot of your things, you'll see voting by mail. Then we got into the early voting. Remember, early voting was a couple days, 3 days. It's been extended to 2 weeks. It's been back to 1 week. Sometimes it's back to 2 weeks.
Ramba says with all that to do, election supervisors will handle ballots 155 days out of the year. They're also busy making sure the ballots reflect new changes, such as the new districts lawmakers recently worked through. They're checking over voter rolls to fight fraud, and they're training volunteers to use the equipment when they work at the polls. So Ramba says it makes sense that election supervisors should have the opportunity to earn the same pay as other elected officials, like the property appraiser. He says it doesn't make sense that the state is limiting election supervisors.
It has nothing to do with your budget. It's not a, you know, it's like a local administrative thing where if I'm supervisor of Leon County, I can pay my assistant $150,000 a year. I can pay my general counsel, my chief of staff more. But my particular salary is set in state law.
Miami Republican Representative Frank Artilis is pushing a measure that would tweak the calculation used to decide how much supervisors of elections should get paid and would increase the base salary. Artilis says that would result in a raise for most supervisors of elections, and he says that pay bump is long overdue.
In the 60s, most county officials were men, but most supervisors of elections were women, and the primary duty was to tally paper election ballots once every 2 years, so their salaries were considerably lower than other male county officers. Today, supervisors are responsible for administering all federal and state, county, municipal, and special district elections in counties, complying with regulations in accordance with Florida Election Code, the Federal Help America Vote Act, the National Voting Rights Act, the Uniform Overseas Citizens Absentee Voting Act, the Americans with Disabilities Act, the federal voting rights laws, and collectively overseeing 11.4 million registered voters in Florida.
But many lawmakers on the panel argued Florida's election supervisors aren't exactly at the edge of poverty. The supervisor of elections in Leon County, for example, makes $114,000 a year. But that is $19,000 less than the county's property appraiser earns. And Artilis says about half the state supervisor's salaries don't pass the $100,000 mark. Still, other lawmakers like Tampa Republican Representative James Grant say rather than force counties to increase salaries for the supervisors, he'd like to take the state out of the equation.
Why wouldn't we get the state out of the business of setting wages when they're not state tax dollars?
Grant says he's interested in working on a bill along those lines next year, and several other panel members agreed. Lawmakers in the House Government Operations Subcommittee voted on the bill Tuesday, and the measure failed. But later in that same committee, lawmakers voted to rehear the bill. They took an immediate vote, and this time the measure passed, 7-6. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.